Welcome to day 6 of the 12 days of podcasts on A Waste of Time with It's The Real. This series of 12 perfect episodes is brought to you by the good people at Def Jam. What's better than waking up on Christmas morning, running over to the fireplace, reaching up and looking deep inside that big red stocking and grabbing onto a Spotify link to Jeezy's new album, Pressure? I wouldn't know, I'm Jewish, but it's the holiday album Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Weird Uncle Jerry can love. If you're Jewish on Christmas, go play that American Dream featuring Kendrick and J. Cole as you eat Chinese food and watch a movie. Jeezy's Pressure is available on all streaming services and on JeezyShop.com. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Day 6 of the 12 Days of Podcast. How are we feeling?
We're feeling good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
No.
We're just good.
We're
halfway through.
Yeah.
12 days of podcasts. Today on the episode, we have OT Genesis, but before we get to that, we should tell the people what's going down on January 10th, 2018.
We are going to be at SOBs. We are going to be on stage doing what we do, which is talking and laughing.
That's
and,
right.
You know, that's what we do.
All that stuff. Comedy, yeah. Music, storytelling. It's going to be a great show. Tickets are on sale right now at itsthereal.com.
I'm going to look so tall on that stage.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to be on stage.
Okay.
And also because I'm tall.
I hope that the people who came to our show at SOBs the last time come back.
Yep.
I hope that the people who went to our show at Highline Ballroom the last time come back.
You mean all the people from Rockefeller?
And I hope that everyone from out of town makes their flights right now, because tickets are going fast. Get your tickets right now. itsthereal.com. We're looking forward to seeing you guys live on stage, SOBs. We're calling it It's The Real, two SOBs.
Yeah.
There you go. Jeff, today on the podcast, we have OT Genesis from Long Beach.
Long Beach, California.
And you know, we get into Snoop. We get into 50. We get into Busta. There's so many stories here. This is a guy who just puts out hit after hit after hit, and I believe there's an album coming. He sort of hints at that here.
Yeah.
We're happy to have him tell more of his story.
OT Genesis has got like a crazy story.
Yes.
But most people just don't dive into it.
Well, he doesn't even dive into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times when he just puts out a song and it sounds great.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't know who he is as a human being. We find out today.
Yes.
Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Chop Shop, a.k.a. Strip Club.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Free Smoke, a.k.a. New Jersey Tourism Club.
Oh, shit. You guys are fucking good. You guys are fucking good.
Who are you? Say something. Say who you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm OT. I'm OT.
Yeah, yeah. This is a waste of time with It's The Real. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shit.
OT, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I'm hanging. I'm chilling.
Good to see you. Guess where we just got back from?
Where?
We were out in Long Beach. We were at ComplexCon.
I wish I was there.
So we had never gone to ComplexCon. We didn't know what to expect, but I imagine the Long Beach, you know, is not like all the hype beasts in one like small space.
Yeah.
Waiting on lines for whatever is dropping that weekend.
Right. Yeah, man. I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I had to be here and, you know what I mean?
And do shit like this.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
The last time we saw you and you did not see us, because we were hosting the Atlantic South by Southwest stage at Subs Barbecue.
Oh, I made a movie there.
Listen,
yeah, you did.
Listen to me. That's a stage that Gucci touched, that Meek touched, that Cardi touched.
I mean, every that Atlantic
Uzi
artist.
Touched.
Yeah,
you were the best one there.
Yeah, thank you.
No, like we didn't know what to expect. We had never seen you perform live, and everything that you gave them, that crowd of 4,000 people went fucking bananas.
Right.
How'd you feel up there?
Oh, man, it felt good, man. That's what I do, man. I have fun. That's what I specialize in, like,
yeah.
You know, performance and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, full of myself. I'm a show off. So,
yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I had a good time.
No,
yeah.
And your man, Shaheem Reed, who's a longtime friend of ours, told us early about you, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to get to all the details, but when Coco hit, we were like, all
right. Right.
But let's see what he got next.
Yeah.
And everything that you came with.
Yeah.
All you do is hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is wild. But anyway.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Long Beach.
You are originally from Long Beach.
Yeah. Your Wikipedia says
Long
Atlanta.
Beach. I don't know why.
Well, because I said that it was Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Jeff was the one behind it.
Yeah, I was coding.
Yeah. I was like, can somebody change that shit, please?
I know.
Yeah.
I can't because I got banned from Wikipedia for changing Michelle Kwan, the figure skater.
Right.
I changed her name to Michelle Verchomi Kwan. And then Wikipedia was like, fuck that. Yeah. Like, you're done.
So you need someone else on the team to hook you up on Wikipedia.
That's crazy.
But Long Beach, born and raised.
Yeah. I think the Atlanta stuff came from because I spent a lot of time in Atlanta also.
Right.
You know what it's mean? Not so, an Atlanta accent. This is like you're Long Beach through and through.
Yeah.
What block?
I can't tell you.
Okay. That's but TMZ's gonna show up and like, sit out there. But like, what was growing up in Long Beach like?
Cool, regular shit. It's just like regular LA shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you it's a whole lot of gangs, whole lot of cool shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the coolest thing in Long Beach is like the Pike. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where they hold Compass Con and all that shit. It's like the Pike is like downtown Long Beach.
Yep.
Where it's a little bit more prettier, all the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everybody like, you go to Long Beach, you're like, this is Long Beach? This is the shit that they talking about, this where OT from.
Did you have a big family?
It's like Disneyland.
You have a big family?
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters?
Four brothers.
And where do you fall in that line?
I am the second to the youngest.
So what were you like as a kid? Were you like a quiet kid? Were you?
I was bad as fuck. I was bad as fuck. I was probably the worst. Yeah, I'm for sure the worst.
At all brothers?
I'm for sure the worst by far.
Yeah. And like your mom is like, you know, straight.
My mom is like, you know, she has a master's degree, like super educated. Like, I have a good fucking family. I'm just fucking crazy.
Well, is that because like the brothers ahead of you were doing so well and you're just like, let me try something a little different?
Nah, I'm just a product of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all my friends did crazy shit and did stupid shit, so I did it too.
Your family is from Belize.
Yeah.
What kind of traditions did you have that still remain to this day that are like actually of that?
There's no real traditions. You know what I mean? Stuff are going on. You know what I mean? It's just you know, food and family get together. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So that I still do that.
Growing up, what was high school like for you?
Well, I didn't graduate. Right. But I basically kicked out of like six high schools.
Six?
Yeah. This is how many years of high school is it? Four?
Well,
yeah.
It's supposed to be four. How many,
how many high schools are there in Long Beach? Like,
yeah. Yeah, but then that's how six happened, because it was like I was getting kicked out of different school districts.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was fun though.
Well, yo, shout out to you for trying.
I know. Like, every time you would register.
I was never in a school like that. Like, I couldn't like focus, like stuff like that. I was worrying about like money and girls and all kind of shit like that.
Right.
Like that shit kind of like meant everything, like ditching and like doing dumb shit and going by the science building and shooting dice with my homies and shit like that.
So you still went to the building to go to shoot
dice? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll still go shoot dice. Yeah. Getting dressed up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
You went to public,
you know,
high schools or private? Or?
Yeah, public.
Okay.
Public, yeah.
And so you go there and, you know, earth science is not for you.
No, you know what? I would try so hard, man. And I'm like, like it'll be times I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get everything straight today. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go hard this semester or whatever. So I go do my shit and I do all my fucking homework.
Yeah.
Like just do all my homework.
Yeah.
Cause that's what the teachers tell me. Like, just make sure you do your work. Doing my shit in class, do my homework. Then I fucking fail all the tests.
Yeah.
So and then they let me know that, you know, most of them, the scores are coming from the test.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, man, fuck this shit.
So you're still there. Are you doing anything extracurricular? Are you playing sports? Are you like on any?
At the time?
Of, yeah.
No, at the time, I was on and off with track and football,
mm-hmm.
but I would always find myself towards the season ineligible to play because of the grid. My grades.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so.
So is mom saying anything?
Hell yeah. She's like, what? You need to stop that. Just going crazy. Why is my son doing this? Why are you bailing me out of, at that time, of course, the high school, so bailing me out of juvenile hall and everything like that. It's like, why are you doing all this crazy shit? Like, why can't you get your shit together?
What'd you say?
Did you say, mm-hmm. like, I'm really good at dice and that's like my thing?
I didn't say that. I was just like, sometimes I'm trying, you know what I mean? And it just got to a point where, you know, I don't think she understood that I was really, really trying.
Yeah.
And that I just couldn't focus, man.
Well, let's just give it some context. Were your older brothers like working good jobs at that point? Were they like off and set and living good and your mom was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, my older brothers was always, you know, working and whatever, they had their jobs or whatever it was. But one of my brothers didn't. One of my brothers was in the streets. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck my problem was.
And by the way, this isn't Vice's The Therapist. So, yeah, like, you know, it's not going to get like a super... You already did that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did some deep ass shit. I know.
What was that like, by the way? Was he like a trip or what?
Yeah, it was a trip. And you know what's crazy? Because when we filmed it, I guess usually he has artists come and like film for like an hour or whatever. And I guess he was trying to figure me out so much. He was just trying to figure, so we're there for like 4 hours filming.
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe like 4.5 hours filming. He's just like, you're just so real, and I'm just trying to get, you know, he's trying to get to me and try to figure me out.
Can you focus like in that sort of arena where you got like cameramen and you got producers like, walking around?
Or does it feel like, you know, a little bit of part of you is like, no, I'm being watched?
I could focus. Once I have my liquor, right there. So once I have my liquor, I'm just like, relax. Yeah. I'm just chilling.
That's how you do therapy.
Yeah, ask me the fucking questions. Yeah. Ask me the fucking questions. Let's go. Let's get this shit going.
Wait, do they shoot it all in one day where it's like Freddie Gibbs is there and like, no, not just with you. I mean, are there other guys where they're
there? No. It's just you.
Coming in right after.
No, it's just you.
And by the way, that's unlike therapy because, a real therapy session has like 45 minutes.
And he'd be like,
no, your time's up. And you're just like, four hours we're sitting here?
Yeah, it was like 4 hours. And then he was like, man, I cannot. Like, on a break, he'll take a break. I'm like, man, I cannot figure you out. I'm just trying to figure out. He was just trying to really touch on, like, what means the most to me and what's going on in my life. I was just trying to get, because I was just answering everything. And it was just, like, so simple. And he was just like, how the fuck? And so he was like, oh, then when it started getting to my son and shit, started getting really emotional and all that crazy. Right, so y'all seen that shit, but I ain't gonna get to that right now.
So high school, you end up going to juvenile detention.
Yeah.
Do you see that's sort of like gonna be a constant? Are you thinking like
LP, Central?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Are you naming your high schools or your
So I mean, did you think like after one trip to juvenile detention that you were like, oh, that's it?
Yeah, I did. And then one time I did it, and then I got out. And as soon as I got out, I tried to steal a car when I got out, right?
To get home.
And it didn't really work out. At this point, I was probably like 15 or some shit.
So you
like
did
that.
Not have your driver's license,
but because I knew where the chop shop was at.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
there was just one chop shop that you would go.
Yeah,
to?
It was one chop shop where I knew what.
Yeah, right.
At this point, I never like sold a car in my life. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at this point, I just
hell of a time to start. Yeah.
Never a bad time.
Yeah.
So mom, like, what the fuck?
Was it at least a nice car?
My son.
Yeah. Was it at least a nice car?
You are not my son.
Oh, wait, hold on. I hope it wasn't your mom's car.
Like. No. It was like a, I think it was like a Toyota Camry.
Okay, hey.
Something like that.
Yeah, very popular.
It was like a Toyota Camry, red one.
All right, well, I hope it was worth it.
It definitely wasn't.
So do you get your driver's license at a certain point?
Yeah, I got my driver's license when I was like 16.
Did you?
So, no, well, my permit.
Yeah.
My permit.
Yeah.
And then I think I got my license when I was like 17 or 18 or something like that. I'm not sure.
Did you take a stolen car and do your driver's test with that stolen car?
That would have been so dope.
Great, right?
That would have been so dope if I did.
Yeah. We're trying to like write the movie.
Yeah. Did you pass the first time you took a test?
The physical test, yeah. Like me driving,
yeah, the actual
drive
test.
The actual test, yeah.
Okay.
The written test, fuck no.
Really?
I was like, oh shit, it's just like school. I'm like, oh shit. So yeah.
Like, what's a stop sign? No, none of that.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
What are you listening to at this point?
I listen to. I got a wide variety of music that I listen to. Like I listen to everything.
Like in high school, though.
Huh?
We're saying in high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
Oh, in high school, I was listening to a whole lot of like Diplomats and everything. You know, I used to always like to be fly and shit, so I used to listen to Cam and all that. Yeah. Used to be, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, see? I used to listen to Cam, DMX. I listened to a whole lot of DMX, a whole lot of Snoop, a whole lot of Corrupt. Of course, I listened to Pac and Big. I was listening to T.I. too. I was listening to T.I. because T.I. went off. G Unit came out around the time too. So yeah, I was listening to all that.
That's a good selection.
Yeah,
and it's not just localized.
Yeah,
were all your friends listening to like that wide variety too?
Yep.
That's dope. And who could you relate to the most?
maybe all of them, you know, because everybody, you know, that's what I was listening to. It was just like some street shit or some hardcore shit, and it was just some fly shit, and it was just some shit talking about some bitches, and it was, so, you know, so it was like everything together. So I just, you know, just entertained me. I used to listen to that, and that's when the Walkman was out.
Oh my God.
That's when we had the Walkman. Yeah. You had your, you know, getting on the, jumping on a bus or whatever. I used to jump on a little 130 bus, and yeah.
Where'd you get your CDs?
They didn't have no, I don't think that was FYE. I think that was Warehouse.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Were you rapping at that point?
Yep, I was. I was rapping, writing my rhymes. Of course, when you're around that age, you're rapping to the instrumentals, you know, get some beats. Then they had LimeWire.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
So you're stealing cars, so and stealing songs.
And stealing songs, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
do you
yeah.
feel bad now that you're a signed artist and you're like, oh yeah, I was downloading like, everything I can get my hands on? Like,
yeah. But you know, you're a kid, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're just like, yo, but that LimeWire shit was amazing.
Right.
Like, that's the most lit shit ever.
Yo, you now would hate you then.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Stealing my shit. Yeah, man. But and taking instrumentals.
Yeah.
And I take the instrumentals and then I just write to them. So I'm writing the other songs. And then my homeboy had like a studio. So I just go recording to another beat.
Like, what type beats were you searching for? Like, were you like Just Blaze type beats?
No, yeah, nah. It was just like, yeah, it was like, the Black Album came out around then, so I did have something to the encore when Jay-Z did encore.
Yeah.
That shit. Yeah, I had that. I was rapping to that. I was rapping to like, I was rapping all kind of shit.
Yo, just spit a quick 100 bars right now.
That's it. Yeah, just
quick 100.
Just something light.
What was your original like rap name? Was it OT Genesis?
It was Genesis.
Genesis.
Yeah, it was Genesis. And then I came up with OT later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I had Genesis. I really changed the, I put the OT, you know, in front of it after, like, I realized, like, you know,
that there was a band called Genesis.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. There's a band called Genesis. That I'm like, it's not even spelled the same way. What the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's like, no, still, you know, you got to do shit different. So I'm like, all right.
Yo,
you know,
that would be amazing if I went to go see Phil Collins play and then you came out.
All hits though.
Yeah, all hits
though.
Yeah.
So when you're in high school and you're getting in trouble, are you trying to start a rap career? Is that something that's like really gonna happen?
Yeah, I'm
like, are you performing around? Like,
yeah, I was performing. I was doing talent shows, like selling little tickets for like $10.
Really?
And everything like that. Like, yeah, they would have like this guy, like this promoter, he'll get like a whole bunch of artists who are trying to get on.
Yeah.
And he'll have them like sell tickets for like $10, give them like 20 tickets or something. You got to sell them all. But that's how they made money, which was the biggest finesse ever.
Okay, so you know how stand-up comedians, when they go do like an open mic, part of, especially here in New York City, part of the thing is like you have to do what's called a bringer crowd.
Right.
And it's like a lot of the times those comedians are like, let me just hit friends and family first to ensure that they will be there.
Yeah.
But also, you got to suffer through the comedians that are not great that are there.
Right.
Did you ever hit up friends and family and you're like, yo, come through, and they had to sit through a bunch of trash artists just to get...
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like no shades of like, no rappers like that, but I watch shows and I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm watching a showcase.
Right. Where's you know the gong?
When you're just pacing back and forth slowly, you know, not really, you know, in tune with the crowd and not doing any, it's just like, and then you don't feel like, I know me being on the other side, like me being a consumer, or me just watching, I know what it feels like to stand there and look at that shit. I know what it feels like. So my whole thing is to actually bring that record to life when they come to a show, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you pay all this money to come watch this artist and you're like, okay, so I'm just coming. You actually paid to come sing along.
Right.
I could have did this shit in a car.
Right.
The shit that you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just make sure I bring that shit to life, you know, and they just like, oh, it's lit every time, you know. So yeah.
Were you like a natural performer like from the get go?
Yeah. I got like old, I'm gonna try to see if I can get y'all like some old footage. I got like some old shit. So I was always the person like at the showcase where they're like, yo, you're gonna be a star. You're gonna be a star. Like, you know what I mean? Always used to tell me that.
Yeah.
Never used to really like boost my ego like that, because I always thought that I was a shit for some crazy reason. But yeah, man.
You're trying to make a career out of this at that point. Do you ever feel any pressure where you're like, well, you know, Snoop's from Long Beach, mm-hmm. or like, you know, there's Los Angeles based crews. I gotta link up with them, and that's my way to find a deal.
Nah, never, not never. And that's why Snoop said he respect me to this day, like on a whole nother level. Because not just that, but Snoop used to where I stayed at. Snoop used to get his hair done by my homeboy mom, which he still do to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shantae, she still get his hair done by her. And I used to be at the park. I used to see him at the park, him and Warren G, him and Warren. All I never said nothing, not no nothing. Hey, can I do this? Hey, Shantae, can you put me on? Hey, blah, blah, blah. I never did any of that. And they all knew that. And, you know, when my shit, like, took off, Shantae was like, oh, my God. Like, oh, that's Lil Otis. That used to be from at the park. That da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, for real. Yeah, he used to be at the dub. He like, damn, all this time, like he never said nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that probably makes you feel even better yourself, yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't have it in me. I think because, you know, as men we have egos or whatever, but more than anything, I don't have it in me as a man to be like, that's why I hate when artists come up to me and be like, hey yo, what's up? We gotta work. I'm just like, nigga, you gotta work. What you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you tell me, yeah. I'm like, how can you say that to somebody?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I never was that type. Like, never.
You're more of like a linker than a Lincoln builder. Right?
Yeah, man.
When we were at Complex Con, Jeff was like, yo, will you Saturday to link?
Yeah. Sunday we'll try and build. We'll build. I don't know if we'll have time to build. Maybe. But yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how quickly does your career sort of rise? Like, do you feel like you're only performing in Long Beach at a certain point, and then does it start to like move outside of that?
It's like Long Beach, and then when I start getting to Hollywood, I start doing like little places, like little clubs that they had in Hollywood. I would do like little shows there, and then at one point they have the Key Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was on Sunset, mm-hmm. in which they turned into a club now, which is One Oak. You
yeah
know, there.
Yep.
Yeah, so they had the Key Club.
That's got to be weird when you go there now, right?
Yeah, and then like, you know, they had, it was a promoter named Sean Healy. I think Sean Healy is still around,
mm-hmm.
but he used to get a lot of people to sell tickets and do that. So I'm just doing it and just filling it out. And then I was just getting so good at my performance and just figuring shit out. And then I started taking my music, just musically, I had to take that very, very, very serious.
So what's the difference between high school OT Genesis and you didn't graduate, but let's say post high school?
Yeah, I got a diploma.
Oh,
though.
You did?
Yeah, but not from the first five.
Well, I got a diploma though.
This from some little school that I found in a newspaper in a penny saver.
Yeah. Your mom's like, that's fine.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's a real diploma too.
Yeah,
like,
thank God. Yeah.
It's called Central High School.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know where it's at.
No. Yeah. Central, like Indiana. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I got one though.
So what is the difference between high school OT and then post high school OT?
Just, you know, I'm just way more smarter.
Yeah.
You know, and especially musically, I'm so inclined. And
you didn't play in band, you didn't do chorus, none of that?
No, none of that. My daddy, you know, DJ,
yeah?
Party at the house, everybody dancing. I used to go to little house parties and
yeah?
YMCAs and dance on the little bitches, and they had a little
yeah
pajama night. And all. Yeah. I just been, you know, I just always loved music.
Your dad was playing records like or was it?
Nah, I used to play for the family.
Yeah.
He was
yeah
a family DJ.
Yeah.
So yeah. You
but I mean, like,
maybe that's probably where it came from.
Yeah.
But all my brothers are into music.
Was college ever a thought for you? Were you like, yo, maybe I'll go to a 2-year, 4-year?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I tried it.
Where at?
It was called Southwest College, right?
Yeah.
These are like that made up names.
No, look,
Central High School, Southwest College. Yeah.
No, it's it, right? So look, I tried to go there for like 2 days, I was like, man, this shit weak as fuck. I'm out of here.
What did you expect it was going to be?
No, because you know why I went, though? I didn't even graduate. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
yeah.
I went, my mom was like, you know, you can still go to college, son.
Yeah.
You know, you would make me so happy. You would make me a proud mother if you still went to school there. I said, all right, man, I'll try it. You know? So I went. I was like, fuck that. Is telling me I gotta pay for this and I gotta pay for books and I gotta pay to be here.
Right.
Fuck out of here. I'm out.
Yo, right. Shouts to your mom for being like hopelessly optimistic.
That's right.
I gotta pay. Then you find out like it's kids in debt in school.
Oh, yeah.
In college. And I'm like, Why you have to pay to learn?
Crazy.
This shit is trash.
Right. You didn't even like
this shit. Don't even make it. It's backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, don't you need these same people to be doctors and lawyers and whatever? So, don't you need these people? So why you got them paying and being in debt? Man, this shit is weak. I don't get it.
Need a LimeWire for books.
Yeah.
you definitely do.
Yeah.
You definitely do. For sure. You definitely do.
So who's the first person outside of you who believes in you?
My brother, and then, which is my DJ now. He mm-hmm. DJs for me now. Like, would you, as far as
like, yeah, I'm gonna help you take your career somewhere where you didn't even think it was possible. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
It was just you.
Nah, yeah, I'm talking about in the beginning of my career.
Yeah.
Not just me.
Whoa. So you're going to your friend's studio and you're recording over instrumentals. Do you start like working with like a producer who's doing original production at any point?
Yeah, I was working with one of my homies at the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my old homies.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got into it because he was on some jealous shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I signed with 50 back in 2000. I forgot. What's that? 2011?
Yeah.
So I'm 50. I just had like a single deal with Fifth back in 2011. And he was on some jealous shit. But we came up together. You know, I was going to his studio.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, he wanted to sing and shit.
Yeah.
You know, but he really couldn't sing. You know?
That's a problem.
So I was telling him at the time, because that's when Ye first came out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, you see what Ye did? Like, you know, he worked hard. He was a producer. He went hard. And then it don't matter. After you get to where you get, who gives a fuck what anybody says?
Right.
Now you're in a position where, you know, you could do your shit.
Yeah,
right. If people tell you you can sing or you can't. So he was just getting real jealous of the shit. And, you know, I'll do like, I had like a little show. And I remember he told something to my brother like, yo, you know, I still got a career too. Like off the record, like when I wasn't around, my brother was like, hey, what's up with him?
Yeah.
And so we just did some real janky shit. So we came out here and I told, I'm going to just tell you the story flat out.
Yeah, for sure.
So I came out here to New York,
yep.
Whatever. I was doing something with Fifth, or whatever, or some press or something, and I said, I think I was going like some satellite radio or something,
mm-hmm.
And the label did not want to pay for him to fly with me because they paid him for the beat for the record. So they're like, if we paying him, how? I'm just like, nah, that's my man's. Like, you know, you still got to pay for his flight, everything. He's still my hype man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Which he wasn't.
Right.
So they're like, okay, cool. So I go there. I said, hey, can you, I think they said it's only three people that could come up upstairs. And, you know, he was the fourth one. So my brother was recording me. So on the cell phone.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm like, okay, yo, Chad, come with me. Come up here. You know, my manager came with me. You know him right there. She's like, okay, cool. And it's me. They said it was a lot of people, you know, in New York, you know, people come with entourages and all, a whole bunch of bullshit. So
yeah, right.
They wanted to keep it down. It's like, cool. So I go up there. We do the interview. I come back downstairs. We laughing, talking about it. I'm like, hey, bro, can you believe that? He like, yeah. I'm like, that's funny. Like, you know, when you felt, I felt the energy already. He was in a passenger seat in the front. So I'm looking like, that's funny. What do you, you know? So I tried to chop it up with him. The next day was 106 in Park.
Mm.
As us growing up, I'm like, I'm gonna get to do 106 in Park.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. Even though I wasn't even performing on 106 Park, I was just being a judge on the Freestyle Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, we gotta do 106. We gotta do 106 in the morning. So I'm like, cool. We knock on his door. He like, oh no, nah, it's cool. I ain't gonna go. I'm like, okay, that's when I knew he was in his feelings.
Mm.
So we had I had another song that I wanted to get, and I wanted to get the session for. So when I got back to LA, I ain't speak to him for like maybe like a week, but it's just because I'm recording and, you know, all kind of crazy shit, and not at his spot. So I hit him. I'm like, yo, what, can I get that session? I need to get it. He said, you know what he tell me? Ask my manager. Talk to my manager.
Was his manager your manager?
No, he just happened to get some random manager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, the fuck, what you just say to me?
Yeah.
And it just turned into some whole crazy shit, and I wanted to fuck him up, all kind of crazy shit. But
damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. So it just fucked up a whole friendship, you know what I mean?
And that really sucks.
Now look where I'm at it.
So
he's probably singing? Somewhere. He's probably singing.
Yeah,
probably somewhere singing.
So How does your music end up in the G-Unit?
Yeah, Radar.
Radar.
What we do, Dino? I think we... Somebody found my... Oh, somebody heard my record in the club mm-hmm. in L.A. And then they gave it to my manager, which is Dino, and he gave it to Fifth. And then Fifth had hit me, you know.
He hit you personally?
Yeah, he called me.
What is that like?
And I was, like, helping my homeboy move and shit. I was, like, helping him move, and nobody could get into contact with me. Like, nobody. Like, it was early. I came up, I was partying and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
you were being a good friend, by the way? Yeah. Helping your friend move?
I was helping my friend move. My phone was dead. All kind of shit. So everybody hitting me from everywhere. And I knew it from Twitter, but after I charged my phone.
Yeah.
Why everybody calling my phone? You know, so everybody hit me, yo. Everybody hit me DM, yo, something about 50 Cent, something. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not even paying attention to it, though. I'm like, whatever. So then he called me. He's like, yo, Fifth one holler at you. I was like, what? And then some lady was like, yeah. It was like some Men in Black shit or some crazy shit. She's like, yeah, Fifth one holler at you. Hey, excuse me, yeah. Oh, Genesis, yeah, can you please hold? Did I have somebody want to speak to you? Yeah, it's 50 Cent. Yo, what up, nigga? It was like
the
that.
President's calling.
Yeah, I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in the back of the truck, the U-Haul. Yeah, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Just chopping it up, shit like that. Some crazy shit.
So what does he say to you?
So he was just like, I'm gonna be out there. You know what I mean? Let's get some food. Let's chop it up. You know what I mean? I really love the record and blase blase. And you know what I mean? Let's get this deal done. I'm like, okay, cool.
So you're just like suggesting restaurants. You're like, yeah, I don't know, like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
No, he had a mixer meeting, like some kind of mixer meeting with the radio at like this pizza place. Mm-hmm. So we go there, we eating pizza and all kind of shit. And so one of the DJs, right, who was like sleeping on me, see me walking with Fifth. So he was like, yeah. Da-da. So he was like, yo, y'all need to get on this Genesis record. Da-da. He's like, yeah, man, I know. I tell him all the time. I know. You know what I mean? Yo. I'm just like, I'm looking at him like, you fucker. I'm like, you fucking lying. I was like, whatever.
People are funny once they see that type of situation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You connect with 50.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly, the conversation goes fine at the pizza sort of, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
party.
Yeah.
And then what?
We shot a video. I did a show with him in Vegas, like just some big ass Mountain Dew tour show. Like Mountain Dew to have the tour.
Yeah.
So I did like this big ass show with him out there. That shit was so crazy. You know? But then later on, I realized, hey, this is a single deal.
Right.
You know, this is one song, buddy.
Right.
You know, and so I'll chop it over Fifth here and there, but then at that time too, he had the SK headphones and then the energy thing and the vitamins, you know. So I'll be going with him to these events, like his headphones. Then I'm looking at him like, oh, I'm feeling like a fucking salesman right now. I got to get on my shit, right. You know. So I'm like, so at the end of the day, we still cool. We still cool as hell, man. It's still dope,
right? You know, so. You knew you had to sell yourself,
yeah, exactly.
So
pause.
Yeah. Right. Right. Was that a pause?
I know that's a pause.
Oh, and if you're like not pimping yourself out, but like I'm saying, like your product, your music is what you got to sell.
Yes. Is that a pause? No.
Listen, we're just trying to get the facts straight.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Is it not a pause from Atlanta? Not? Yeah. It's not a pause. Okay. Yeah. So A Waste of Time with It's the Real's 12 Days of Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Def Jam Recordings. They've put together a number of excellent releases this holiday season, including Jeezy's Pressure, which is available right now on every streaming service. I went to the gym this morning and had American Dream featuring J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar on repeat the entire time. The beat, the message, the power. Go listen right now. And then get into the mountain of features on the album, including 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, Tory Lanez, Puff Daddy, WizKid, Trey Songz, and more. And then head to JeezyShop.com for exclusive merch bundles. And if you're looking for those last-minute stocking stuffers, here's the solution. Grab that Fabolous and Jadakiss project we've all been waiting for called Friday on Elm Street. You know we love that Ted Smooth intro. Grab the Jesse Boykins III project Bartholomew, featuring everybody from Sid to Melanie Fiona and Bridget Kelly. And definitely, definitely, definitely grab that Janae Aiko project Trip, which is out now on vinyl. That is a super dope gift for every person in your life, so grab a bunch of copies. So you do a single deal, and does that catch the attention of other people? How do they know that you're like a free agent? How are you?
Nah, it did in my neighborhood. You know, caught the attention and everything, but it just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't, it wasn't that shit.
Right. Did you think that you were out of here?
I actually did because it was my first record deal.
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah, you're in Vegas yo, with like you're 50. You're yeah, like
you're doing shows and everything.
You're wearing sunglasses.
You're yeah. stage while you're performing Many Men and yeah, yeah. cutting the lights off, and you see all kind of crazy. Like I'm thinking that I'm on right.
Now. Yeah,
you can't tell me nothing. So
you're not at the Key Club anymore.
Yeah, I'm not at the Key Club no more. Yeah, so I'm just like the experience was crazy. So then, a few years, I just you know just stayed on top of my shit, and a few years later. Did a deal with Bus
and conglomerate. But what are you doing to feed the streets like at that time?
Just keep putting records out there, going to the clubs, messing with the DJs, performing at different places. My record is hot at the moment. I just go in the club and just crash the club. Like I would just crash the club and perform that shit like. Whatever hot club, if my record is popping right then at the moment, it's being played, I just go there and perform for free, you know, just mm-hmm. to get the shit buzzing and yeah, buzzing yeah. and buzzing and buzzing.
Be everywhere.
So, yeah.
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 How many people did you bring to those events with you?
Just me and my bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were really just out there like hustling.
Him that's looking like a ghost.
Trying to. just trying to be everywhere, get your record played.
Yeah.
Who were the DJs who supported you the most out there?
Shit. Okay, you have DJ Mark the Spot. You said like, you know, Mark the Spot is not in the on radio, mm-hmm. but you have Mark the Spot. You have Charisma, DJ Charisma. You have DJ Amen. Damn man, there's so many fucking DJs, man. You have DJ Bad. You have DJ Dre Sinatra. You have DJ Sour Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. DJ Just Incredible.
Yep. Yep. LA Leakers.
Yeah.
So did radio play a big part for you?
Yeah, because they weren't even as big at that moment. You know, they mm-hmm. were all like, you know, working and then even when they did get their time at the radio station, like their slots were like real short. Now they're lit as fuck. Everybody's yeah. lit. And it's like we grew up. It's like we all grew up together.
Yeah.
You know?
So, when you do get on the radar of Busta.
Yeah.
What is that like?
See, what happened was I had to do this club in L.A., BT weekend. So mm-hmm. I do that, perform, cool, whatever. And I had the song called Touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it like 5 times in a row.
And nobody's
like,
on the remix to that yet?
No, nobody's okay, on the remix to that yet. I do the record like five times in a row. Excuse me, 5 times in a row. And we just bringing it back. And they have like the same response like every time. And everybody looking like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like the biggest record like in the streets. Like,
yeah.
And so
no big deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't even on the radio. It was just like everybody fucking knew it. You know what I'm saying? In the clubs and whatever. So
is this still at that point when you're running around to every?
Yeah.
So this is just one more performance for you.
Exactly.
And you bring that same energy every time.
Right. And that's what I was doing. I was just popping in every club. I'm like, this stuff. What's going on tonight? And I know I got the hottest work. I'm like, what club is popping tonight?
I'm sorry. Did anybody ever stop you at the door? Were like guards ever like, nah, like,
nah,
not tonight.
Nah,
yeah,
nah,
like
nah,
you're
nah,
not,
nah.
you know, nah, hard nah, bottoms nah, nah, only. Nah. You know, thrown in sexy crowd.
Nah. I was always like, you know, in the streets, and I was always a cool person to get along with too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so of course you guys can tell.
Right? Yes, yes,
you're right.
I never had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot where we were.
You're performing Touchdown 5 times.
Oh yeah, so I performed like 5 times in a row. So he pulled me to the side, like, yo, little nigga, who you signed to? I was like, I ain't signed nobody.
We've been in the company of Busta, and if he takes you into a conversation,
he's crazy.
It's like under his arm, like, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
So you're getting that in the club right then and there?
Oh, man, all of that. And so he's like, yo, you know, hit my number, like, let's chop it up, whatever. So, like, two days later, I went to his studio session in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played him some records or whatever. You know, he played me some records. I played him some records. And like, yo. So we just chopped it up on just on some music shit. And he was talking about doing a deal with me and doing something with, you know, maybe Atlantic or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we just chopping it up. And I'm just like, yo. So I just let him know right then and there. Look, this is what it is. We had to speak men first.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Before business partners. Like, right. Look, I ain't going for the bullshit. So, you know, it's as long as everything is respect, and we respect each other, and da 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 da, and, you know, everything, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and everything makes sense. It's all good. So,
so then you guys never saw each other again, and that was it.
No, so what happened after that was we go do a deal with Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the deal with Atlantic, and I was going to put out this record. But then I recorded Coco. So when I recorded Coco, I had this other song before I recorded Coco, and I really wanted to put Coco out, but I was just like, I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna do this, but whatever. So I had this other record, and I shoot the video for it. Let me tell you how God works. So I do a video for it, and a big thing with videos is the editors. The editors control all that shit. That's why I like some of the editors to be at the video shoot, mm-hmm. so you can see what the fuck is going on, because you know you can shoot a fucking video and be like, this video is going to be lit. Then you're like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the editors, you know, just doing whatever the fuck they want to do. So,
sometimes it goes the other way where it's like, yo, this is trash. And it ends up being like amazing.
The editors.
For all editors out there, don't get mad.
Like,
we appreciate every single one of you.
So what happened was we shoot the video. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a dope ass video. They send me the first cut. I'm like, you can't be fucking serious. We shot all that? You can't be serious.
Right.
You know, so they sent me another one, and I was just like, damn. I'm like, nah, I don't like it. So I tell Bus, like, look, man, look. He was like, what you want to do? I was like, look, man, I want to shoot another video. I was like, I don't know, we ain't got no money for no budget, whatever. I just want to shoot another video. He was like, what song? And I was like, this song. And I played it. Like, all right, come on, let's shoot it. So that's why I shot in L.A., shot in the projects,
mm-hmm.
everything like that. You know what I mean? Had all the shit on the table, all of it. We just shot Coco.
Yeah.
The low budget, that shit just went.
What do you think the key to that song was?
Because my guess is that people love cocaine.
Right?
Yeah.
But it was so much, though. It was that. It was my delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my delivery played a big part in it. You mm-hmm. know, what I said. And I tell people, it's like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Coco wouldn't be Coco without, you know, with somebody else saying it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think you consciously brought a different attitude and a different sort of like vibe to that song knowingly? Mm-hmm. You were like, I'm going to give him something a little different.
Yeah, because that's me. Like, I'm very creative when it comes to that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have, like, a style. I don't have one style or one sound.
Right.
And that's why I feel like I'm gonna be here as long as I want to be here. I'm not sticking to that, because that shit get old.
100%. So do you invite people into the studio and play it for people and sort of like get a response, or do you take it to a DJ and see what it does in the club? Or how did you know that was gonna be a big song?
I just knew it was just different. I played it. Who did I play it for? I don't remember who I played it for. I don't even remember who I played it for. I just knew when we recorded it, I came up with it like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. And I slept in the studio the night before. I woke up, and the instrumental was there. I played it. I'm here yelling in the studio. I wish I still had my other phone. Like I have the voice memo.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'll take voice memos, and I, you know what I mean. So I don't forget it or anything like that. So I had a voice memo. Me like, bacon. So you hear it's just sounding so crazy.
Yeah.
Like when you hear the voice memo, I just wish I still fucking had it, man. So I did it like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I started drinking and all kind of shit, and then I recorded it maybe the next day. And I'm like big on myself when I record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like whatever sounds. If it sounds like this in a voice memo, this shit needs to sound like this in the studio.
Hmm.
If it don't sound the same, I have demoitis. So if it doesn't sound the same, I'll trash it and it sounded the exact same.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who do you like? Do you record with a bunch of people in the studio, or is it just you?
Nah, it's me.
Yeah.
Me, friends, everything. You know, drinking. It's a big party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a party.
What's the first time you realized that song is bigger than anything you've done before?
Because
here's what I remember. I remember the day it came out on like WorldStar, it just
that shit
shot.
It was out of here.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Like in a day.
Because I came to New York, and so bro, it was like kids like, hey, OT, OT, OT. I was like, You know, I had to name OT Genesis, but everybody's like, OT. I'm like, because I had to perform at this, I forgot what spot I had to perform at. Webster Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one? Yeah, Webster Hall.
Yeah.
Everybody like, OT. I'm like, and then my bro look at me like, damn, start laughing. Like, everybody gonna start calling you OT. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn. So, you know, that happened maybe like 3 weeks after that. If so, I was already booked in Europe, like for like runs for my months.
Shit.
Yeah. So I was like doing shows. You know how like an artist should do a show out here and they're booked and then they go out there later on when it gets out there?
Yeah.
It's like kind of like this shit went out there the same time it was out here. It was crazy. And I was booked, like, you had to book me like 4 months in advance.
And with all due respect, that's because of that one big song.
Yeah.
They weren't looking at your catalog and saying, like, let's give him a shot. This was like, here's that, a proven record, top 20 record.
They had one fucking record. And even with the numbers and everything, that's still, I think, one of the biggest songs in the world. It is.
So you get that, you get those bookings off of that, you get radio spins off of that. Yeah. You're now a household name off of that record then.
Yeah.
How do you make sure at that point that whatever you're going to follow up with doesn't tank?
That's what I was nervous about. I'm not going to lie. I was very nervous because everybody come up to me like, okay, so what's next? All right, so what you going to do? You know this one got to be bigger than the other one. And I'm just like,
fuck. Was it just Mike Kaiser?
No, it was more so everybody, like everybody in the street, you know?
Yeah.
Like you hear the song. Of course, everybody's talking this one-hit wonder shit, of course.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, because especially when the record sounds like that, it sounds so different.
Yeah.
You're like, nah.
Yo, does everybody at home suddenly become like an A&R? They're just like, you know what you should do.
You know, everybody. Yeah. Everybody. But then I just said, you know what? I just got to stick to it, man, and keep having fun and just let the shit, it's gonna come to me. And that's what I did. So I just had fun in the studio, let it come to me. And that Cut It was like,
phew. But Cut It came like a little bit later. Yeah. Like there were like a few songs in between. So
which,
like,
which wasn't like an official single. It was just something to like,
yeah,
to like test the waters and see what the fuck is going on out here.
Yeah.
You know?
And how does Cut It come together? Do you have that relationship with Dolph at that point?
Yeah, I was playing Dolph. I was a fan of Dolph before, like, you know, Dolph shit was really even out like that. So I exchanged numbers with Dolph on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him like, yo, I play your shit, you know, at all my shows. So I was telling him on Twitter. He was like, all right, whatever. So we exchanged numbers then. Mm-hmm. I never called him until I did Cut It. When I did Cut It, I was like, this motherfucker sound right. Because my verse was like so repetitive and I didn't want it to be like that the whole way. So that's why, you know, when I'm running through bands on the regular, hitting my hands on the second. And that's why like I switched it because it was getting so repetitive. So I water whipping, looking like I'm fishing baseball and kids. So I had to do that and hit him with that because it was so repetitive. And I'm like to the ear, I can't hear it just keep going like this the whole fucking time. Then the second verse, I'm like, I can't never be like, no. I'm like, nah, I can't do that. So yeah. I got to put a feature on here. So if you know who I'm going to put on here, Dolph.
So,
and that's what happened. And he returned to, I called him. He was like, oh, what's up, bro? Whatever. I'm like, I'm going to get it done tonight. I'm like, all right, cool.
Did you believe him?
So I didn't believe him the same night.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
probably would have got it done, but I didn't believe the same night.
Right.
So I didn't get a phone call back from him. And then in the morning, I think I was going to the gym or something, and I called him. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, oh, my bad, bro. I'm going to send it to you right now. So I'm like, oh, it was early in the morning. So I'm like, oh, so he did do it last night. He just forgot to send it to me, and he sent it to me.
Yo, thank God that you guys linked and built.
I know, yeah.
You know, like, because, you know, you had only linked, and then, like, he built.
Yeah.
So
real facts.
Real facts.
I don't know the numbers, but it feels like that was just as big as Coco, right?
Yeah,
maybe bigger.
Like number wise, yeah, because that went double platinum.
Well, you just got the plaque, right?
Yeah, the double platinum.
Oh, yeah. And so that had to feel pretty good.
It wasn't being on my plaque, but I. Whatever.
So now you got two monsters, right?
Right.
Was there ever a point where you were just like, yo, maybe I need to put something with Busta on it out? Or was he just like, hey, do your thing?
No, because, well, when I did the Touchdown remix, he was like, "Yo, you know I gotta be on there. You know, I gotta be on there. You gotta let me." You know, I'm just like, you know, but you know, by now he understands that, you know, I'm my own A&R, and
yeah,
you know, I know what sounds right and what feels right, and if I feel like, you know, somebody should be on there, then somebody should be on there. Now, I don't go off of hype. I don't go off of anything. It's just what the song should sound like.
How'd you link up with Titty Boy?
Shit. When I link up with him? Chainz, I probably linked up with him in, probably Atlanta, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it was Atlanta. It had to be a while ago. You know, linked up with him in Atlanta a while ago. But, again, with that record with Thick,
yeah,
I was just like, okay, Chainz got to be on here. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, you know, I ain't like, oh, yeah, okay, who have a hot record right now?
Right.
Who's popping right now?
Right.
You know, and I'm not a hype beast.
Right.
I'm not for that.
All the hype beasts are in Long Beach right now.
Yeah. That boy got bars. yeah, definitely. So I'm not a hype beast, man.
Right. You have three songs. You have Cut It, you have Do It, and you have Push It.
Do it with Wayne. I put that out too when I was testing this.
Yeah.
I think that record was hard as fuck though,
right?
I really like the record.
Well, we gotta play Fuck, Marry, Kill. So Fuck, Marry, Kill, Do It, Push It, and Cut It.
I would definitely I'm okay.
It's all music. Yeah, see, we ask the tough questions.
That's right.
Okay. Fuck, Push It, Marry, Cut It, and Kill, Do It.
Yo, Push It's a fucking monster record too.
That's out of here. Like, that record is out of here.
Like
anywhere I go when I perform that record is crazy.
I gotta be really honest with you though. Out of all your songs, and I know we're jumping a little ahead, but my favorite is Everybody Mad.
Yeah.
it's just a dope record.
Yeah.
And it's so true, and like what you're spitting.
I'm glad that you said that.
Why?
And you know that.
Why?
No, because a lot of people don't know that. You just said it's true. It's facts. You know what I mean?
It's dope. True. It's dope. It is. It's dope. And like your wordplay in there is crazy. It's just a great record, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's like your fifth hit record, or sixth, or whatever it is.
Right.
It's just a dope record. So I'm glad when that came out, it's just like, fuck, you got another one.
Right.
So. Where is like the record label in all this? What is Atlantic saying to you? Are they just like, well, shit, like, what is it? Dope.
Yeah, they love it. You know, they're ready to press play.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And
do you still have to go in there and like give them records? Or do you have to say like, yo, so this is what I'm thinking next? Or are they just like, hey, whatever you want to do at this point, like,
yeah, right now it's whatever I want to do because you know they understand that I know what it is. You know, like songs like Cut It and songs like Push It and all that, like that's me running out promoting that shit on my own without Atlantic.
Crazy.
So everybody understands like, oh, he knows what the fuck he's doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Dick too, same way.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that wishes that you were an album artist or that wants to be an album artist as opposed to like a singles, you know, sort of like these monstrous singles?
Right. Yeah, but you know, I just gotta put it together the right way. Like right now, I'm just working on myself and being and making sure that because my records are really huge.
Yeah,
and it's just like I gotta actually like, you know, stick the name to the face.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like my records are so huge.
So like, you know, before Sid reached out and said like, oh, we should get OT on the podcast, mm-hmm. like I was like, I don't know what OT's story is. And then you do have an amazing story.
Right.
And you know, I don't know why it's not like, yo, OT's got like a crazy story.
Right.
You know, like from I mean, if people watch like The Therapist or people look at any of your interviews, like you have like all these things going on, including like, you know, parenting an autistic child. And I mean, like there's just a lot of sides to you that people just don't know. Yeah.
It's a lot of shit. And that's why I keep talking. I'm like, I think it's really PR work. Cause I don't have no fucking PR.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have no PR. So it's just like.
And maybe that comes out in a, you know, full LP. You know, like maybe your story.
But that's what I'm saying too, though, and that's why with the album that I'm trying to put out, I'm just trying to really paint the picture. I'm not trying to go too crazy, but I'm trying to paint the picture into where, you know, you'll know me through my, you know what I mean, through the album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just shit that I touch on. But I don't want to go too crazy album-wise, because then, you know, the diehard OT fans who know what the fuck I do,
yeah,
I don't want them to be like, man, I thought this was going to be, you know, yeah, I'm over here records. Sitting. Yeah, I'm over here sitting right here listening to fucking, I don't know what. You know what I'm saying?
Just like some real, like, you know, like introverted OT.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to go way off, you know, way off the
beaten
board.
Path. When did your mother say, okay, I see it and I understand it?
When she started seeing all this money,
yeah.
That's when she got it. You know what I mean? When you ask me for some money and I give you some bands, that's when she got it. So yeah,
We had Fat Trell up here one time, and I asked him, "Where's the fanciest place that you have not worn a shirt?" Mm-hmm. And he said that he went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and didn't wear a shirt there.
which is nuts.
Yeah, he was with like two like Redskins.
Yeah.
So, where's the nicest place or fanciest place where you have crip walked?
The White House.
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
Well, look at
I just saw it on stage. Like I saw. And by the way,
the White House to YG fuck Donald Trump.
Oh well, yeah. But that's outside the White House.
I thought you went inside. And
oh,
like,
same thing. Yeah. I would have got killed if I were trying to do that. Shit.
but what was it? It was the Chris Brown tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was incredible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that tour was
Yo, crazy. Talk about his fans, by the way. Are they the most dedicated or what?
Yeah, they are. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say about that man.
Yeah.
They're right there.
Right.
These are like, and these are what I call like core fans.
Mm.
Like your core fans. People that's not going nowhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'll always love you.
That's what we are like with Fabulous, you know? Everybody on that tour, you know, you say one thing about Fabulous, we're coming at
that's
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what was it like touring with like, and okay, you're not an unknown artist coming out of nowhere, but those kids might not know all your hits. So how do you switch up them?
They did. No, yeah, but I'm as far as like, you know, I get some of the songs you don't know, but with me, it was just like, they was going crazy. But that's another thing with the, attaching the face to the name,
mm-hmm.
is that they like, what the fuck? He did that? He did that?
Yeah.
So, oh, shit, he did that? Yeah. Everybody like, oh, shit. So, and I was lit as fuck. And I wasn't performing, like, I wasn't, like, really performing shit that they don't know. So,
right, yeah,
you know,
right.
So I was going
there was one time we
back
saw.
To back to back to back to back to back to back. Sea walking and all kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucking him up.
We saw Busta one time at Knitting Factory here in New York. Oh. And Busta came out, Spliffstar was there, and he would do like one song. He would do like maybe like 30 seconds of a song, cut that off. Like, we got hits. That's what
and
you're
it's
like.
True.
Yeah.
And you know who else did that? Also, we saw him shut down. Angie Martinez had this like barbecue, and he just like came out there and just shut it down. Didn't even need to do the whole thing. We saw Swiss one time at a private party, and
because we're lit too.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So Swiss comes out and he just does the hooks of all those songs that he's on. And he's like, all right, next one. And it's incredible. You don't need to hear the whole song.
Yeah,
do everything.
Well, what does Busta talk to you about, like, about live performances in general? Like, do you guys talk? Because, like, you and Busta are, like, the kings of live performances.
With all due respect, Busta is the greatest live performer we've ever seen in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, period.
Yeah.
You might be 1A.
Yeah.
But he's number one.
Yeah, but Busta has a hype, man. I don't.
No,
but
yo, you should take Spliffstar.
No, you know why you only don't have a hype, man? Because he's over there singing. Like, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
So, what is Busta said about, like, performances?
Oh, nah, Busta, he loves my performances, man. He's like, man, I don't need to tell you shit.
Yeah.
You know? And he enjoys it, man. And, you know, he supports it 100%. So, it's dope.
Also, what's cool is, like, when we saw you on that South By stage, you weren't out there doing gimmicky shit.
Yeah.
You were connecting with the audience.
Exactly. I'm going to split this crowd.
You were really, like, engaged with them and, like, on this side, on that side, you're in the middle, you're everywhere, and you tore it down.
Yeah, man,
did you
thanks.
Feel like that? Like, to us, we were just like, we see it in action. Did that feel good to you? Like, were you just like, this is wild?
Yeah, but I know what I can do. That's the best.
That's the best.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what I can do, so I'm just like, That's why it's all about working on myself and being, you know what I mean, becoming better, becoming bigger, and knowing this shit and figuring this shit out. Because once I figure it out, bro, it's a wrap.
Well, like, do you have bad shows?
No, I don't have bad shows.
Is that some press shit? Is that like when LL Cool J says, this is my best album ever? Yeah.
No, I don't, because I like to perform. Like, mm-hmm. I actually like to perform.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, like all my life, like kid, I always been like a show off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just like, look what the fuck I can do. Look what I can do.
Look what I can do. I don't know. Is that the guy from Mad TV?
That's what it is. That's
look
what
at you. Nice.
I'm glad that we're on the same page here.
Is an LA show more special than like anywhere else for you? When you come home now and you perform in front of that crowd, is it just like it feels different?
When it's a big show, like, you know, club shit is like nothing.
No, now you're on anything, some stable side
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. When it's on some, you know, big shit like when we did the party tour and we came back to LA, it was like. It's like crazy. I was like, I can't wait till I get home.
Now, to that one, do you bring like 300 people with you?
You know what? 300 people invite themselves. Yeah, shit. You know, that's when the stress comes. Like, right. When you get home, you start getting closer.
Oh, my
like,
God.
We have to do all the shows. We're doing shit like super duper far. And we're doing like
Seattle, and they're still like,
we're doing like, yeah.
We're outside. Doing, like,
yeah. So as the tour gets closer, the last month, and it's like, okay, now we're doing Atlanta, Houston, this. Because first we was doing like shit like fucking, I don't want to say because I'm going to sound like I'm fucking somebody's city up. But when it got close, and it's getting closer, I'm like, oh shit, we getting to the Bay Area. Hmm. It's like, then my phone start going on. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, now, hey, where you at? Let me get on the tour bus with you and go to the, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm gonna go on my tour bus. Yeah. You want to tour? We're gonna get on the tour bus. You
Chris got tickets, any extra tickets?
Like, yeah.
Niggas ask all kind of shit. Like, first of all, Chris get first dibs.
But they give us a whole lot of fucking tickets. Oh, they did.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you had a section like you were like a football team. Like
we got like 30 tickets or something like that. Damn. You know what I mean? So it was dope. You know, awesome. It wasn't a lot of artists in the lineup. It was me, Fab, Chris.
Yeah.
Then you had Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Young Black or Chris artist.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Yeah.
At what point did 50 realize that, like, oh man, like, you were in the camp, like, we could have, you know, made something happen?
No, I think I seen Fifth and Yayo at we were at the strip club. I think that's when I first seen Fifth since all this shit.
Yeah.
He was like, damn, man, I'm proud of you. He said, I'm proud of you. And he said some other shit he was saying, but, man, they love it, man.
That's dope.
They love it. They fuck with me.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
Like, to be supportive like that, even though you're not making money.
It's the same thing with me. Like, I don't ever feel no way about no man or no nothing after you. Because at the end of the day, like, that's a part of my story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This was a part of my story, and I don't know how my life would have went had I not met him, ran into him, saw the shit that I seen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All kind of crazy shit. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm excited about? When you get invited to speak at like one of the six high schools you went to. Like, I'm dope with
that. That is funny. That is funny.
So what's next up?
Next up is definitely the album. The album is definitely next, and most importantly, sequencing the album,
mm-hmm.
making sure this shit sounds perfect. Because I can't fuck up with this one. This is my baby. This is my first one. So.
Yeah. Do you have a title? Do you have a sort of idea?
I had an idea. First, I was thinking about going with Alarm,
mm-hmm.
and it was some real cocky shit. I just went with it because I felt like everybody been sleeping on me.
Right.
So
that is or is not anymore?
That's my name. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. It's still in consideration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it too late to get Phil Collins on?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But it will be dope.
He is an Atlantic legacy artist. So
I know.
Craig Kalman to make that call.
That's why they made sure I put that fucking OT in.
Yeah.
They like, the fuck out of here. This little black ass nigga coming over here talking about something. He wants the name. Like, this is his name.
Yo, you can chop up like in the air tonight. Like, I'm seeing the vision. Yeah, yeah, if you want me as your A&R, I'm fucking with it. Yeah.
When it comes to like promoting yourself and your album and your music now, there's no more 106 in Park, right? Like, TRL is like, it's not the same TRL as it was, right? Do you have to like get creative with your team and think of like different ways to promote yourself?
Yeah, but me, I'm usually... That's why I got to figure out this social media shit on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Because me, I'm usually street promotion. For me, I've done everything from street promotion. Because mm-hmm. that shit's still serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's just like a whole nother layer. You gotta build on top of that.
I know, and that's why I gotta figure it out.
You can't just use social media to get in contact with people. Like, you know?
Right,
follows you, but you gotta meet him.
Right.
Yeah. You should have a Shaq feature. That would be dope.
Stop it.
Yo, come on. Hey, you heard him rap, though.
Yeah, I heard him rap. I heard him rap a long time ago. I remember he had a record a long time ago. Kobe had a record a long time ago.
Sure, I know. Eric was on set for the video.
I know.
Almost every ball player had a rap record.
I know.
Yeah, Lonzo Ball Superstar. Or whatever. Yeah.
Lonzo got a record. I seen him dancing, doing the nay-nay and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. But Shaq, do you remember when Shaq said he dissed Kobe in that whole thing with Corey Guns? Remember? Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Like, the greatest. It's so fucking great.
Yeah.
Are you a big Lakers guy?
Yeah, of course.
Through and through.
Yeah, because you live by the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I didn't know if you were like fucking with the Clippers or something. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. No. Most people who are Clipper fans just became Clipper fans with that.
Wow.
When that Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan shit happened.
Yep.
That whole little shit.
Yo.
Like, they fronting. They fronting. It wasn't really. You didn't really like the Clippers, like Corey Maggette and all that. Like, stop it.
You wasn't there.
Yeah.
Come on, stop it.
You've been honest this whole time. Be really honest right now.
Okay.
How many Dodgers fans showed up for the World Series right now? Like, all these, like, hidden Dodger fans are now, like, wearing, like, you know, LA hats. Now they're on board, right? Talk about it.
Yeah.
$10,000 tickets behind home plate. They're like, give me that.
You know, the beginning of the season, they were like, man, the Dodgers, what the fuck? They're good out of nowhere. Yeah. They became good out of nowhere. You know, but all these Dodger fans is like, superstars, celebrities, everybody coming to the games. It's like crazy. But
well, hey. OT, your music is like on fire from top to bottom. Like, you don't put anything out but hits. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, bro.
I'm glad you've gone from your mother being mad to everybody being mad.
That's right. There we go.
Yo, thank you so much for coming through.
Oh, man, same here, bro. Same here. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real, day 6 of the 12 Days of Podcast. We're halfway there. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, I'm Eric, you're Jeff, we are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast of ours, we're 150-something episodes deep. It's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. If people want to know where they can go right now to get tickets to our next live show, January 10th, 2018, here in New York City at SOB's, the legendary venue that everyone has performed at, from John Legend to Kanye West to Drake to 2 Chainz.
To It's The Real. We've been there.
We're coming back January 10th, 2018. Jeff, where can they go get tickets?
You can always go to itsthereal.com. ITSTHEREAL. No apostrophes, no spaces. You can get all of your tickets there today. We are also on iTunes. Search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. We are also on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. Go listen to any of our old episodes, all of our new episodes, anything you want, you can find it there. We are also known for our music. You can go find that on all streaming services, including Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, Tidal.
All those. Jeff, do you realize right now that we have surpassed 500,000 plays on our song with Currency and Smoke Dizza called Sugar High?
I just realized.
Well, tell the people.
All right, well, we did that. And also, you can listen to our music on soundcloud.com/itsthereal. We are also on Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real. We are on Snapchat at It's The Real, and Twitch at It's The Real, It's The Real. It's The Real was taken.
All right, Jeff, you know that this podcast isn't going anywhere unless our devoted fans out there tell one friend. And that's all we're asking for. Just tell one friend, and then we'll go from there. We're looking to double up our audience. That's the goal for 2018. We put out great content. We know you guys love it, and we want you to tell one friend. Jeff, you have one friend that you want to tell.
I have a whole family of people I want to tell.
Let's go.
I want to tell Noah Callahan Bever because he enjoyed our episode with Fafu.
Oh, good.
He knows Fafu and thought that it was a great episode.
Good.
He commented.
Great.
And I also want to shout out his wife, Deirdre.
Yes.
And their kids, Lennox and Locke.
There you go. Shout out to everybody. I hope Lennox and Locke especially tell all of their friends because they're at a very good age to spread the word.
Yeah,
all they do is talk. Jeff, I want to shout out our best friend, Greg Mayo, who does the music on this podcast and does the music for It's The Real, all the It's The Real projects. But people should understand that song that's in our intro and our outro that you hear right now is called Suns Out, Guns Out. We did it off our 2013 mixtape with DJ Drama. It's featuring Freeway, and Greg Mayo is a musical genius. He gets all the props for all of our music. Shout out to Greg, and you guys should definitely check him out at Greg Mayo Music on all social platforms. Not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
This episode of the 12 Days of Podcast has been sponsored by the good people of Def Jam, who have dropped Jeezy's album Pressure on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, and more, as well as JeezyShop.com. Go listen to all 13 tracks and report back to us. Maybe we'll shout you out on this year's podcast. Jeezy's got some amazing features on his album, and so do we with our episode tomorrow with Styles and Sheik of the Locks that we are calling Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies.